This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Friday, March 8th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Alley. Here's today's headlines. Farmers make State of the Union, but not the Farm Bill. Path to Ag Labor Compromise and Cattle ID Funding Under Attack. Farm Bill gets no mention in State of the Union. President Biden used his State of the Union address to take on food companies while claiming credit for stabilizing farms with his economic policy. He accused the food industry of gouging consumers through shrinkflation, the practice of subtly reducing the contents of packages. On farmers, he said his investments had ensured their operations were better able to stay in the family, and their children and grandchildren won't have to leave home to make a living. But notably missing from the speech was any mention of the Farm Bill. Congress must either pass a new bill this year or another extension of the 18 Farm Bill. Senate Ag Committee Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow brushed off the omission. She said, quote, "This was all about lifting up opportunity for everyone tonight and focusing on optimism and investing in the future." While he wasn't specifically able to go through every part of the federal government, I'm very confident he supports us getting the right kind of farm bill done, Stabenow told AgriPulse after the speech. You can read our State of the Union report at agripulse.com. Ag labor report could be a starting point for the next Congress. A new report from a bipartisan House Ag Working Group could provide one path to a compromise on thorny ag labor issues. The report recommends wage relief for farmers as well as federal heat standard to protect farm workers. Despite the federal government's decidedly deliberate progress on an occupational heat standard, which has yet to result in a proposed rule, the Agricultural Labor Working Group recommended Congress adopt a standard for H-2A workers when temperatures are heightened. But it also urged that any legislation significantly reform the H-2A program to address producers' main complaint, wages that have increased significantly in recent years. The report also took issue with the way the Labor Department calculates those wages. Now take note, Zippy Duvall, president of the American Farm Bureau Federation, welcomed the recommendations. That's what leadership is all about, and I hope this work is followed by action, he said in a release. Some of the more significant recommendations were pulled from the Farm Workforce Modernization Act, which passed the House in 2021, but failed to get a vote in the Senate, that despite widespread support from farm groups. AFBF notably opposed some provisions in the bill. The report could serve as a blueprint for legislation in the next Congress, since the prospects for moving immigration reform this year are low. You can read more on the report in our coverage on AgriPulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Edge says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. House GOP moves budget blueprint. House Republicans have rolled out their fiscal 25 budget resolution ahead of the release of the White House budget on Monday. The FY25 resolution, which the Budget Committee approved on a party-line vote yesterday, is similar to the 24 blueprint that never got a floor vote. As with the FY24 resolution, the FY25 blueprint includes a policy statement that calls for restricting USDA's Commodity Credit Corporation spending authority and improving program compliance and integrity at the department. the result savings, quote, should be reinvested into farm safety net programs in the most fiscally responsible manner, the statement says. A policy statement on SNAP says the House Ag Committee should, quote, look for opportunities to strengthen measures related to employment, integrity, and health. Now keep in mind, House Ag Republicans have suggested restrictions on both CCC and future updates of the Thrifty Food Plan, cost of eating model that's used to determine SNAP benefits. Lucas, foreign land measures should aid state enforcement. Provisions in a congressional spending agreement to address concerns about foreign land ownership should help state-level regulators looking to enforce their own land ownership laws, according to Frank Lucas, a Oklahoma Republican. The spending package adds USDA to the Committee on Foreign Investment of the U.S. and gives USDA new money for tracking land purchases. 14 states have approved new restrictions to foreign land holdings in the past 2 years, that according to the National Agricultural Law Center. Some state attorneys general have also committed to ramping up enforcement. My attorney general has made it very clear they're going to enforce the law, Lucas told AgriPulse. They just need to be able to verify and go after violators. Lucas said if lawmakers find the new measures aren't strong enough nationwide, then we may have to reassess this. But we've come a long way since I started trying to push this effort 5 years ago. By the way, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association is trying to counter what the group says is misinformation being spread about $15 million that's in the spending package for electronic animal ID tags. We have seen conspiracy theories and internationally false information being shared by people who do not understand the importance of preventing animal disease outbreaks, NCBA says in a memo to news media. Several conservative lawmakers have posted criticism of the funding on X. Once big ag and big government know where every animal is, small livestock farmers will get butchered, posted Representative Tom Massey of Kentucky. Senator Mike Lee of Utah says Americans have, quote, survived and thrived for 2.5 centuries without electronic cattle IDs. Fuel retailers urge EPA to okay E15 waiver amid supply chain struggles. Three groups representing truck stops, convenience stores, and fuel retailers are calling on the EPA to authorize summer sales of E15 amid, quote, volatile fuel supply market and other supply chain challenges stemming from the war in Ukraine and conflicts in the Red Sea. In a letter, the groups tell EPA Administrator Michael Regan that year-round sales would, quote, help to enhance supply and lower prices for fuel amid ongoing supply chain challenges. The three groups, the National Association of Truck Stop Operators, the Society of Independent Gasoline Marketers of America, and the National Association of Convenience Stores. Well, here's today's He Said It. He's ready to go. I have no doubt he is absolutely ready to roll. That's Senator Mike Rounds on fellow South Dakotan Minority Whip John Thune, who's running to succeed Mitch McConnell as GOP leader. Well, that's Daybreak for this Friday, March 8th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.